Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about managing relationships. And yesterday we discussed managing the relationship with your significant other. In other words, any relationship you have requires some time and some effort. And so managing that time with your significant other is clearly critical. But another really critical relationship you have is the relationship you have with your children, assuming you have them. And so finding ways to really connect with your kids, no matter how old they are, is really what we're getting at. And finding ways to do it on a regular basis is critical to this whole process. When my children were very young, my wife pulled me aside one day and she said, you know, you're not as engaged with the kids as you need to be. Right? There's some distance there and you need to figure out a way to deal with it. So the suggestion that she had was to spend one-on-one time with the kids each week. There's a place called My Gym, which has ball pits for the kids and trampolines and all kinds of toys and games. And the parents are involved with the kids when they're very young. So the suggestion was that I take each one separately to My Gym. I do it regularly, and it became a routine, and it was a fun thing to do. We'd listen to music on the way there. We'd go there. We'd play together. I'd be focused exclusively on them. I wouldn't pay attention to anything else. And then I'd leave there, take them to lunch, and then go back home. But it was something that they look forward to, and it just was a bonding experience that we had. And even now, my kids are now about to turn 11 and 14, and both girls, my 14-year-old daughter, this is a tough age to really bond because she doesn't want to spend time with me. She wants to be with her friends, and I understand that. But there's a few things that work for us that we have in common that we can do together. One of those things is skiing. So I get to ski with her, and that's an amazing thing. And the other thing we do is I try to make time a couple of times a week just to talk to her, just to sit down. It's usually right before she goes to sleep, but just to sit down and catch up with what's going on in her life. And I really try to make that a routine. So once or twice a week, I'm just checking in with her just to keep up, to keep the dialogue going. But that's the way of managing the relationship for me. And I think it's been very successful and it's worked. So the suggestion is with your children, find a place where you can bond. Find something that you have in common that you can do together and just do it often and make it a routine. It's easy to grow apart. It's so important to manage the relationships with your kids. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that person to help you move towards your good desired goals in life. And I just ask you for that opportunity. Let me be that person for you. And what it means just getting here for a few minutes a day, just to get on that path and to stay focused on where you want to be and where you want to go. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about managing relationships with customers and clients, like from a business perspective. But for today, focus on what's most important, your family. And today, it's about children. If you have children, make it a point to cultivate the relationship. Always be managing that relationship. Despite the fact that they're going to get older and it's going to change, it's so important to maintain that bond. Make it your responsibility to keep the dialogue open, to continue to communicate, and do everything in your power to really take care of the relationship that you have with your children.